Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lee, guess the idea of riding up to Charlotte for a day trip is out.
Yeah, well, at least anything where it involves public transportation, for sure.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting. When you're talking about the areas that this is happening in, I think people picture, oh, it must be bad area, it must be seedy.
No, it's not. I'm familiar with the areas there.
And yeah. You're not safe anywhere in Charlotte. It's a sanctuary city, and that's how you got another illegal immigrant attempted murder. News coming out over the weekend. I heard you were doing it. You got the sanctuary city, and then you got just the homicidal combo of Democrat lawlessness, where Donald Trump deported this illegal immigrant who, you know, just did this next attack on the light rail line. And he came back in over Joe Biden's open border during the voter drive. So he's, you know, back in America. He's got a lengthy criminal record. So, of course, he was roaming free in Charlotte. Because that's how they like them. They like them roaming free. And there you go again. Another attempt to murder on the light rail line. So this one unsuccessful, but I'm sure, you know.
There'll be another opportunity, sadly.
Yeah, it's Charlotte. I mean, you can't go there anymore. Democrats will destroy whatever city they run with these policies. Meanwhile, this is incredible. The Democrats are demanding that we render aid to narco-terrorists. Did you see this over the weekend? Not only let them live if we don't kill them in the first strike. No. Render aid. Pick them up. Do you know where this is going, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be a Maryland man, St. Kilmer situation.
Exactly. A poor Venezuelan fisherman.
Yes, they're going to want.
He was running a high-speed boat loaded with drugs and was actually just out there fishing.
He didn't even know the drugs were in the boat. I mean, it
no
could happen
idea.
To anybody.
Yeah.
Happens to me all the time.
Because, you know, you always go fishing in the ocean, out in the middle of the ocean at high speeds.
Right, very high, because you got to catch the fish.
That's right.
How else would you catch the fish?
Exactly.
This is what the Democrats believe. Right. So, yeah, no, when they say render aid, what they mean is they want us to pick them up. Do you know what happens if we get an illegal immigrant narco-terrorist on our soil? Even if it's one of our bases, they're going to want to bring them home. Just home is the word they'll use, home.
Yeah.
Like, remember they were saying they needed to bring St. Kilmer home, the wife beater, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere, and child traffickers, because he did that, including trafficking people to South Carolina and dropping them off. But whatever. So they're going to want to bring him home. Remember they said St. Kilmer's home was here, but it's actually El Salvador.
Yes.
So this is how this goes. Where they're going to, they want to render aid, which means we have to pick them up. And folks, you know, if these narco terrorists made it here and could get to a Democrat-run sanctuary city, you know, it would not matter how many people they or their drugs killed. You know, Democrats will release them into their cities and fight ICE, like, violently, trying to round them up. By the way, did you see over the weekend, Democrat Congresswoman is mad? Because while she and a mob of 40 were attacking ICE agents physically, trying to get between them and a suspect.
Yeah.
By the way, two ICE agents were seriously hurt. They had to be hospitalized by the mob she led. This is Democrats. She's mad because she says she got pepper sprayed. Well, then you asked, like, how'd you get pepper sprayed? Well, she didn't herself get pepper sprayed, but she was sort of in the vicinity of a cloud of pepper spray.
Yeah.
Where the agents were trying to defend themselves from the Democrats in this mob, and she kind of got it in her eyes. I got pepper spray in my eyes one time by accident because it was just like a pepper spray that was kind of old, and I was carrying it on my keychain. I didn't realize it was leaking. And
whoops.
Yeah. So I got like the tiny bit of residue on my finger, didn't realize it, and rubbed my eye.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I got, I mean, so that is nothing like getting a pepper spray blast in the eye, okay? Just that, oh my gosh, my eye swole shut. It was awful. It didn't look right for like the next 24 hours. And there was nothing you could do with makeup to hide it. Well, she says, this Democrat congresswoman says she, you know, she was brutally assaulted by ICE. But she means, so when Democrats say that, what they mean is we were attacking ICE and they wouldn't let us beat them up, is what they mean.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Or they defended themselves in any way. And she's doing, so her makeup's perfect. She's doing this thing. Ah, yeah, I just got pepper sprayed. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You couldn't have. My eyes swole shut and I didn't even get a full blast. I didn't even get half a blast. She looks fine. If she had been pepper sprayed, she would have had at a minimum tears rolling down her face. Her eyes would be red and puffy.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know what she's talking about, but whatever. But anyway, this is the latest atrocity by ICE, just so we're clear. But back to Tammy Duckworth, the senator. Democrats are demanding that Pete Hegseth render aid to narco-terrorists. But they did not demand that of Barack Obama.
No.
Weirdly. Including during the hundreds of second strikes that he did. This is former Green Beret Republican Congress member Pat Harrigan talking about that.
This is contrived for political purposes and political purposes only. I've told people throughout this whole last week that if they're serious about charging Pete Hegseth for war crimes on this, they need to do a deep dive into the over 3,000 people that President Obama ordered killed through drone strikes.
Thank you.
Where hundreds of those were second strike strikes. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. This is not anything other than Democrats playing politics. I really don't understand why they're protecting narco-terrorists.
Well, of course, it's one thing when it's a Democrat administration double tap as opposed to a GOP administration.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Right. Because Barack Obama, of course, has great moral authority. Yeah. He won the Peace Prize.
Yes, he did. Before he was even president and actually done anything.
Yeah, if he wants to double tap somebody, he can do that all day long. Okay. But look at what's going on here. Okay, so they are obsessed with getting rid of Hegseth. And I'm pretty sure that I know why. Think about this for a minute. And this doesn't get a lot of attention. Their smuggling routes are being destroyed. Their permanent smuggling routes for their voter drive, their illegal voter drive. Think about this. Hegseth and Trump have the border completely shut down. It is militarized. We're talking tanks, Humvees, troops out there on that border. They treat it literally like it's It's a military. It is a military zone. They literally declared it a military zone. So like the Democrats and their cartel partners can't get anybody over it anymore. So the only way in now is by sea. And that I am convinced they are fighting like this because they need to get rid of Hegseth. Hegseth, for whatever faults he may have, is very, very, very loyal to Trump. And he has done an amazing job and he is effective. And so they need to communicate to these narco terrorists, we're protecting you. Don't abandon your rat lines. In other words, your established smuggling routes that Tom Paxson warned us about. Remember this, the former attorney general. Well, he still is the attorney general of Texas, but this was during when Biden was in office.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a strong, really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across the, they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
So The Hill ran a story last week talking about this is a attempted Democrat coup to get Hegseth out so that either the Senate can hand Trump a list of five people who will not do what Hegseth is doing and say, this is your only replacement for, you know, Department of War, or you get some kind of rebellion inside the military. So they'll stop cutting off the Democrats' cartel friends. But here's the thing at this point, okay? If you're a cartel guy, if you're a drug guy, and you put your people or yourself on a boat with drugs and you head toward the United States of America, how sorry can we feel for you? We've made it very clear what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's practically suicide at that point. Just don't do it. Don't put the drugs in the boat. Don't get in the boat and don't head to America. These are not hard things.
Yes.
If we kill enough of them, they're going to get it. If the Democrats would just get out of the way. But I think that's why they're trying to get Hegseth out of the way. It's not just to save the narco terrorist, but it's also because they need somebody in charge of the military who will loosen the control on the border.
Well, like I said, Hegseth is effective.
Yeah, that's what they hate.
That is the main reason that they're after him, because he is effective. If he were not effective, they'd let him be there and just, you know, flail in the wind and use him as a foil to criticize the Trump administration. But he's effective. That's why they want to get rid of him.
And they're in a panic because Trump keeps having these zero mass migration months.
Right.
He's got the border locked down. They need somebody to undermine the border.
Yeah.
And keep their human smuggling routes open, the ones he talked about. Because think about it. Inside of our cities, ICE is going in and ripping these out by the roots and deporting them. So we are truly getting rid of these routes. We're getting rid of these established human trafficking corridors. Oh, by the way, did you see over the weekend, Tom Homan announced he's found 62,000 of the Democrats' slave and sex trafficked children. 62,000. Biden wasn't even looking for them. Still think there's something up with that. So this is a war. And they want to take out the war chief because he's effective.
Yeah, they're declaring war on the Secretary of War.
Yeah, really. And who would have ever thought this? Not even hiding the fact that they're on the side of the narco-terrorists' right to literally come here and kill Americans. Here's Trump on that.
Every boat we knock out, we save 25,000 American lives.
That's right. That's right.
And if you look at our, if you look at our numbers, the drugs coming in through sea are down 91%. We're going to start very soon on land.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.